Han tried to keep himself from worrying about Leia and Alana, but it was no use. Where only moments earlier his every action was a stroke of piloting genius, his hands were now fumbling with the repulsor lift and maneuvering jet controls. Another drop like the last one could send the Falcon over the edge and probably take everyone with her. Jeddak was still inside the Port Mandible's maintenance nacelle, but whatever repair work he was doing had yet to show any effect. Leia, Alana, Jason. And that was all it took. Jeddak's improvisation had borne results Han was unprepared for. The faulty pressors and jets came back online with enough vigor to seesaw the Falcon's starboard side down against the turbo lift deck. The deck dropped as well, so far and so forcefully that it tipped past level, nearly launching Jeddak from the maintenance nacelle. Recovering from his oversight, Han rocked the ship to port, sending Jeddak back into the Mandible and at the same time succeeding in leveling the turbo lift. Quickly then, Han set the Falcon down squarely on the now horizontal deck, which resumed a smooth descent into the interior of the pyramid. Leaning as far as he could into the viewport, Han watched Jeddak clamber out of the maintenance access and pick his way to the tip of the Mandible. Hooking his hands around the floodlamp bracket, he lowered himself over the edge and dropped to the deck. Han scanned the area in front of the ship for Leia, Alana, C-3PO, or Post, but saw no sign of them. Clinging to separate illuminators, Leia and Post found themselves rescued from a plunge into the abyss by a sudden lurching of the lift deck that came close to catapulting them clear over the seesawing Falcon. The deck had leveled out and was beginning to move steadily downward. But now Alana and C-3PO, still entwined in the spiked vegetation, were suddenly above the ship. Racing to the edge of the turbolift, Leia stretched her arms toward Alana. But it was Jason she saw. Not with eyes, but in her mind's eye. Jason, living on in his daughter. Leia's heart swelled, and tears streamed from her eyes. Drooping away from the structures in her wall, the exotic foliage seemed to reach out for her and for the Falcon. At the same time, Alana and C-3PO extricated themselves from the thorns and all but walked through the air to the front area of the deck, carried there by the Force. Leia raced for her granddaughter and gathered her up in her arms. Alana's voice was tiny and tentative when she spoke.
I shouldn't have been able to do that, right?
Wrong, Leia said, wiping tears from her cheeks.
You were born to do that.
With Post, Jeddak, and C-3PO in tow, Leia and Alana were just rounding the starboard mandible when Han came barreling down the boarding ramp, eyes wide and mouth ajar in apprehension. On seeing them, his entire expression changed. He rushed forward to hug them, and they remained in an embrace for the rest of the time it took the turbolift to descend. Additional illuminators had flared, filling the air with electrical static and bathing the cavernous landing bay in eerie light. The keening of sentinel beetles was distant, but spark bees bombinated overhead, and the barbed undergrowth that had infiltrated the structure was crawling with larval insects and newts the color of arterial blood. Worse, the ancient floor was shaking in concert with Tandune 3 itself. Already formulating an escape plan, Han gazed up at the opening in the roof.
We can't stay down there. This whole place could collapse.
Just a quick look around, Jeddak said. Alana stopped gnawing at her fingernails long enough to give Han a fervent nod. Stepping from the lift, the six of them headed for a corbelled archway that marked the entrance to an even more brightly lighted chamber. Last in line, C-3PO slowed his pace, cocking his head to one side, as if in response to something his audio pickups had monitored, then hastening to catch up with the others.